Now, with that, County Councillor Chris Oxley. Chris, just tell us about the 10th birthday celebrations here at Cray 2.
It's amazing. I can't believe it's been 10 years. I used to be a member of Crawley Swimming Club and going to the old Hazlet Avenue Leisure Centre from when I was about 6 years of age. And then when K2 opened 10 years ago, I mean, the facilities have just grown enormously. They've got so many different groups here, and they're all showcasing today, from table tennis to works with disabled groups. It's mind-blowing, the facility here. We know we've got an amazing facility here, and as you've seen today, Neil, you can see how busy it is today. It's absolutely heaving. So,
well, the birthday celebrations have brought a lot of people out. There's a lot of activities. All the clubs are here being represented, so they can take part in your things. Are you fancying having a go at perhaps trampolining later?
Do you know what? I forgot I did trampolining as a kid, and when I walked in there, I just suddenly remembered. I must have done it for like 3 or 4 years. It's one of those things that, I don't know, it just goes into the distant depths of your memory. But yeah, there's particularly the Life Saving Club, which I was a member of as well. Because they've got
likewise.
I'm over 40 now, but they've got an older part of the club as well. So yeah, there was temptation to get back in the pool. I do miss it, actually. Yeah.
Chris Oxley, thank you very much for joining us on Susie.
Thanks, Fash. Cheers.
Right, with Faye Bargery of Crawley Divers. Faye, just tell us a little bit about diving here at K2.
So we're a club from BSAC, and we do our training here at K2 on a Wednesday night. And we also dive throughout the UK and the rest of the world.
What's the secrets of training?
So we do all of our training in-house. People come along, never dive before at all. We'll teach them how to dive in the safety of the K2 pool, and then we'll take them outside into the open water of the UK seas and get you eventually trained up so people can dive to 20, 30 metres. You need to be a decent swimmer, have a decent ability of fitness, but otherwise we'll teach you everything you need to know.
Is there sort of a fear most people have to overcome about staying under the water for the very first time?
That first time of going under the water and breathing under the water, some people have a bit of a panic, but we're really good at helping you calm down, showing you some tips about how to deal with that. And then once people get over that fear, it's amazing. You're floating under the water, there's fabulous things to see, and it's a really good time.
Faye Bargery of Crawley Divers, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
So I'm here at K2, and I'm joined by Dave Bucket, the chairman of Crawley Athletics Club. Dave, just tell us a little bit about the athletic club and based here at K2.
Right, we've been based at K2 since the 10 years since it's opened. Before that, at the old Hazlet Avenue Leisure Centre. And prior to that, we used to be at Reader Fusion Sports and Social Club. The club was formed in 1957, coming out of the old club of Crawley Harriers, which we can date back to the early 1900s. The club is the most successful club in Sussex, athletics-wise. We are the only club that have a men's and a women's team in the national leagues in Sussex. And our second team is the highest ranked of all the Sussex clubs in the Southern Athletics League. We cater for under-15s or under-11s right the way through to veteran athletics, which goes up to 60-year-old plus.
That's certainly some high accolades, but how can people get involved with the club and join up?
Just come down any Monday, any Wednesday, about 6:45, talk to the people at the reception and come and join. We believe in athletics for all. It's not just the elite, the good, the best ones. Yes, we do want to achieve high achievers, but we also we've got a lot of kids in our club which are just fun athletes, and they just come out and compete and they love it.
Superb. Dave Bucket, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm watching table tennis balls go absolutely everywhere at the moment. Could I just grab you a second? What's your name?
Mama.
How difficult is this?
Very hard.
And what are you going to do, actually? Just tell everybody.
Hit the ball.
Yeah, hit the ball, but it's coming out of a machine, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we're with Crawley Town Table Tennis Club, and they've got an automated dispense unit going on here, throwing the balls across the table. George Gray, tell us a little bit about the Table Tennis Club.
Well, this is the Crawley Table Tennis Club. We meet at various locations throughout the town. We have a presence here at K2 for our junior program. We're very keen on encouraging juniors into the game, and we look to offer them as much opportunity to play the sport as we possibly can.
Just how difficult is it to return a ball from this machine?
It can be very difficult. The machine allows us to put various spin on it. It allows us to increase the speed of the ball, and it allows us to increase the frequency of the ball. It can be a great leveller.
Absolutely. I'm just watching the young ones do it. It's quite a challenge, actually.
Yes, it is a challenge. What it does do, it concentrates on the technique. If your technique is not right, as in a lot of things, if your technique is not right, then you won't be able to manage the robot. So we use it very much to reinforce technique and to give them practice time.
George Gray, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm joined by the Mayor of Crawley, Councillor Chris Cheshire. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Just tell us a little bit, first of all, about the birthday celebrations here at K2.
Oh, the birthday celebrations have been absolutely brilliant. We've had people putting on little taster sessions of just about every activity that you can enjoy at K2, so that we can see just the phenomenal amount that goes on here. It's brilliant.
Now, we've heard a little bit of your speech earlier on. It went into the history of how it all started and how K2 came about with the development away from the old leisure centre based in Crawley. What's the plans for the future?
Oh, well, we already know that they would love to extend the climbing wall. I mean, none of this we know yet, whether it's possible, but we know what the wish list is. They would love more space for climbing. We know that they've stopped the list, the reserve list for the gymnastics at 2,000 people who are waiting to join. You know, if we could only find more space there, they could fill it again. There are other things that could expand beyond what they've got at the moment. Of course, our absolute ultimate dream would be, whether it will ever happen, we'd love to have an ice rink. I'd love to have a velodrome in Crawley, but I mean, they're pie in the sky at the moment. But, you know, we have to dream. It was because people had a dream and were creative that we've got K2.
And, of course, if my memory serves me correctly, when they sold off the old leisure centre for development, you earned enough money to afford this wonderful leisure centre, and it's paid for itself over and over again.
Oh, yes. And I mean, the great thing is that because we were able to do some land swaps as well with the County Council and get involved with the rebuilding of Thomas Bennett and some agreements about land and what would be provided by the centre for the school, and then, of course, selling the site at Hazlitt Avenue, it meant that we ended up with the income that covered the whole cost, about £37 million. And not only that, it meant we did it debt-free. And it was also built within 18 months, which was amazing. It was more or less built to time, on budget, and we were able to pay for it. So the people, it was a very bold decision, a really bold decision. And it was some creative thinking as well. But why? Isn't it worth it?
And tying up with partners and investigating how best to manage the centre, you chose Freedom Leisure at the end.
We did. Yes, we did. A group of us went to look at leisure centres that were being run by, I can't remember, was it five or six we had on the shortlist? And we went and visited them, and we looked very critically at how it was going, and we talked to staff and people using it, and we interviewed the people. And out of that, we had a clear winner, which was Freedom Leisure. And they have not let us down.
Terrific stuff. Let's hope the next 10 years at K2 is going to be just as fulfilling.
Well, let's hope so. My personal bit of history is I was the first member of the public into the pool on the morning that it opened, 7 o'clock on the day that it opened. So, there might be something interesting to do in 10 years' time. Who knows?
That'll be a challenge. Yeah. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Your Worship the Mayor.
You're very welcome.